We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are beginning seven lines from the top and the first wide line. The Gemara says like this: Ki Osra Avdim Rav Yechanan Af Bish Amru Hamishdach Avel Karka Olam Loi Osra. Even though we know that someone who worships a karka, a mechuber, a mountain, taloch is not become Avodah Zarah, like learned before from the pasuk Eliheim Ala Harim, that Eliheim Ala Harim could become awesome, not the Harim themselves. But there is an exception to the rule. If someone chafa ba boiris shichin amara is asra. If someone digs a bar, a well on this mountain, and he does it l'shem avodah zarah, then afterwards, like the Ritva speaks out, shem deravid, afterwards you worship the mountain. So since he did a maisa l'shem avodah zarah, then afterwards you worship the mountain becomes now avodah zarah, even though it's mechubar l'karka. That's the chiddush of Rav Dimi, that's possible to have mechubar l'karka olam that will become aser as avodah zarah. He also Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Rav Yechanan. He said a different halacha. Abish Omer Mishtachav al Baal Chayim Loi Osron. Even though we know that a Baal Chay does not become Osr Lehedit, if someone worships an animal, the animal cannot be used for a carbon. But for a Hedit, it's not Osr Baal. No, it does not become a Avodah Zarah. It becomes a Nevad, which means it's Osr LeGavaya, but it's not Osr Lehedit. Comes Rav Shmuel by Yehuda and says that even though it's loy osar for the hediyot, but osan chalipin lavoyz chavim osram. There is a way a behemoth could become osar bahano even for the hediyot. In the event that you sold avodah zarah, the Israel sold his avodah zarah, and he got in return for payment, he got this behemoth becomes also like avodah zarah. And it's osar bahano, just like avodah zarah, even though it's a baal chay. That's the chiddush. So I read it inside. Apish omra mishtach avachayim loy osram, osan chalipin lavoyz chavim osram becomes osram. He also Rav and Amar pligu bar Rav Yishmael Rav Yisrael Rabbanan. This machlekes Rav Yishmael Rav Yisrael Rabbanan. How far does the Issa Chalipin go? Now you take this behemah that was instead of the Avodah Zarah and you sold the behemah for another item, for a cheer. Does that cheer become Asur Bahana as well? So it's machlekes Chadam Chalipin Asurim Chalipin Chalipin Mutarim. But if you switch that animal for cheer now, the cheer is mutter, which means the animal stays awesome because that was switched for Avodah Zarah, but the chair that you switch for it will be mutter. Not only does the behemah aser, but now the chair becomes also because anything that originated from that Avodah Zarah is aser. My time in the Badayom, Chalipa Chalipa Nasurim. On my card, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Cherim Kamayu. The whole Pasuk reads like this, Vayisavis Evel Besecha, Vayisa Cherim Kamayu. And we learn from that, anything that comes from the Avodah Zarah, it originates from the Avodah Zarah, it's like the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, even though it's a three steps removed, but Lamaisa originated with the Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah you switch for animal, the animal you switch for a chair, the chair you switch for a pot, it'll be also because it originated with the Avodah Zarah. Ve'idach, Amakra, the Pasuk says, who we darshin ki cherim who v'loy chalipa chalipin zemiyat who v'loy chalipa chalipin only chalipa himself and not anything else. But idach, what does do with who? What does the mandiyama holds chalipa chalipa and zaster? What does do with the who? Whom a bayile lemute arlo klai kerem, that we know arlo, which means the first 3 years of a tree, of a fruit tree, and klai kerem, which you mixed together and you planted wheat together with a kerem. With kerem is of grapes. The halacha is osa bahana. Now, what happens if you sold it and you got money in return for that? You're not allowed to do that. You don't have enough. But let's say you have the money in return and you took that money and mekadesh isha. So the halacha is shemakra mekiris b'demeyam mekudashas. How do you know that? From the miyat of who? That dafka by avodah zarah you have a din the chalipin's osa. But here the money has not become osa arlo because there's no din chalipin by arlo. How do you know from the miyat of who? Now Rashi points out that dafka by isha will let you get away with that. But if someone used that money for something else, it's also midrabanan. This is no midrabanan. Only by isha we will make a war. We will make a Taisa says two reasons. The second reason Taisa says because of pura rivya legazu rabanan. So the who is a miyat. The idach the man yama who uses who to mayit chalipa chalipa avodah zarah. How does he know to mayit arlo? He says the idach arlo like karam loy tri chemiut. You don't need a miyat. You know why? The havelu avodah zichav m'shviyish teksuvam ban keachad. We have first a pasuk by Avodah Zarah and by Shvius that say the Chalipin Zasar. And we know if the Torah had to say it twice, that means he can't learn out from there. And that alone is a makar that only over here by Avodah Zarah and Shvius do you have a din of Chalipin. The Chol Sheik Sum Vankech and Eim Lamdin, and two psukim that come and say the same thing in Eim Lamdin. Now, What are the makar for shvius? Avayz chavim, we know asis chalipin from the pasuk v'yizichem kamayu. Avayz chavim adamar shvius. What's the makar that shvius asis chalipin? The chesiv it says in the pasuk ki yovel hi kodesh ti lachem. It means it calls the yovel kodesh. And we dash like this, ma kodesh teifes dama, just like hektish is teifes dama, that if you switch hektish for money, the money gets a din hektish, va'aser, av shvius teifes dama va'asura. Shvius also, the money becomes shvius. Just like the hektish, you redeem hektish, the kedusha goes, transfers from the hektish to the money, here also, the money becomes kodesh. Ima kodesh teifes dama, v'yotzachulun, the kodesh goes achulun, av shvius maybe also, if you sell the shvius, teifes dama v'yotzachulun. Tamaloyma tia, ki yevli kodesh tia lechem, tia says, beviosate, it stays kodesh. Okay, tzad. Lokach beperish shvius basar. If someone used perish shvius to buy basar, the loch is, since we learn out from the pasuk that says kodesh, both of them are kodesh shvius now. Okay, lokach beperish shvius basar, eilvil mesparam shvius. Both have a din beer of shvius, both have a kedusha shvius. Lekech basar dogim, now you take that basar, which was second to shvius, and you buy dogim with it, yotza basar v'nichlesu dogim. Basa leaves and dogim come in. But dogim, you take dogim by yayin. Fish, you buy wine. Yotze dogim nechaz yayin. But yayin shemen, then yotze yayin nechaz shemen. Okay, it's an achar achar nechaz shvius. Whoever's last becomes shvius, and the first one always stays shvius. A peri atzmei also. So the truth is, it's a little bit different than hektish. And we'll point that out in a second when we see Taisvus. So what's going on? He was saying that he says, who? I don't need who to might our line klai karim. Because I know chalip is not us there, because you have steak suvim bam kecha. And therefore, I have who to tell you not chalipa chalipa by avodah zarah. Now, the other mandiyam uses who to b'mayit arla v'klai kerem. Why didn't he say al shtek sum bom kecha re melamdim? Idah ksav al shtek sum bom kecha melamdim. They melamdim. Therefore, v'etzachul matinu, we need who to b'mayit it. Now, Tosis points out this is not a classic shtek sum bom kecha. Why? Because hektish and shvius are not exactly the same. First of all, hektish might ask if you want to have a chalipe chalipin. That's number one. If asks chalipe chalipin, so obviously it's not like shvius. Shvius only asks one chalipin, and even more, if you doesn't ask a chalipe chalipin, it's also different because by vedizara, the vedizara and the first switcheroo always stay aser. Mashenkin by shvius, it's always the last one is aser, and only the first one's aser. The peri, and then the last switch is also. So it's a little different. Therefore, you have to watch Kol Sheikh Sumba Kachad, Ayin Toys over here, Ayin Toys is in Kedushin. Zog to Gemara Vaita, the Mishnah Vaita. New Mishnah. Sholu es has a cane in Beroimi. In Rome, the philosophers, the Avoyvde Avoyde Zara, they asked the Roman, the Romans asked this Canaan, the Zikni Yisrael, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Kol Yachol. If anyone signed about his chavim, Hashem doesn't like about his zaros. Let him vatla. Let him just get rid of all the avodah zarah. Have no problems. Amru lehem, this kingdom answered. Ilu l'davash ein tzarich la'olam bayo oivdim. If they were oivd, something the world does not need, hayim vatla. He would not get rid of it. But the problem is, what are they worship? Hare oivdim l'chama v'namun l'chama the sun l'vana the moon l'chavim the stars l'mazalos the constellations. Yoivay the lom pnei ha'shaitim. Hashem destroyed the whole world because a few shaitim worship it. So Amru lehem, so does the Romans answered, okay, I hear the tarots, but in case you have a davar shein tzarich la'olam, at least the things that are not tzarich la'olam Hashem should destroy. But la'olam bay v'niach davar shein tzarich la'olam bay, and you should leave the things like the sun and the moon that we need. Amru lehem, that wouldn't be good. You know why? Because then the people worship the moon and the stars and the sun will say, look, this every avodah zarah disappears besides this one. Everything else got destroyed besides for this. Therefore, Hashem leaves the Avodah Zarah because He doesn't want to change the entire world. I get rid of all the Avodah Zarahs, but then it'll look like the sun and the moon have powers, and Hashem did not want to do that. The Gemara elaborates on these discussions. Shalu philosophim es zekeinim b'Rami. The philosophers asked zekeinim in Rome, if your God does not like the Avodah Zarah, why did you just get rid of them? If it was something that the world did not need, the problem is, they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. The world runs the way it's supposed to world. And the ones that are various, they're going to get Einish one day. What can I do? Hashem says, this is the way it is. Another taina that this Kedem said. Let me ask something. Let's say someone steals a saw shalchitim, and he plants it. Shouldn't grow. Hashem is the one who makes every plant grow. It doesn't grow by itself. Hashem makes it grow. And Hashem should come out that if someone steals something and he plants it, it shouldn't work. Hashem sets up the world. It runs regularly. The one who did Aveiro, they're going to get an Einish. Hashem doesn't make it so easy. It would be so easy if someone stole something, it wouldn't grow. No one would steal anything. So Hashem doesn't make it so easy. Hashem makes the world in certain teva, and it runs by itself. It runs the way Hashem wants it to run, Kim and Hagai, not by itself. It runs with Hashem's koyach, Kim and Hagai. And if someone wants to make a mistake, it makes a mistake. Dova Acharish, well, it's Aveiro, someone who's mizana with his wife of his friend. Dinu Shaloi Tisaver. Really, she should not become pregnant. The world runs by itself that a lady can get pregnant, even though Hashem doesn't want this. It's Aveira. But Hashem lets the world go. It's not enough for Hashem, so it's in Sela Shlib Pumbi, that they make my Sela Melekim, they make it Hefker, and they bomb Al Erva Al Karchi. Al-Karfi Kaviyachal, Hashem says. They force a Averis. They make me mint a new coin. They make me make a new person. They force me to make a new person, Kaviyachal. Because Hashem warns the world, Kim and Haggai, and if someone does Averis, Kaviyachal forces Hashem to produce this Mamza. And Rashi Bavaran said, where Taka do you know this from? Where's the Makar for Rashi Lakish? So Rashi brings down the Pasuk says, Tzur Yolad Chateshi, a Pasuk in Hazinu, and that's the Makar. Tzur Yolad Chateshi is the I guess we're dashing that Tzur is Akar's Baruch, Yolad Chateshi, he forces Hashem to produce these Chesamas, these mint new babies, that's from that Pasuk. Shaul philosopher says, Rabbi Gamil, Ksivita Raschem says in Torah, Ki Hashem Lekecha Ish Oichlo Hu Kael Kana. That Hashem, if you didn't do Avodah Zarah, Hashem is a jealous God, Kaviyachum. He Hashem lekecha ish oichlu kelkano. And he'll take revenge. Why does he get angry at the people doing Avodah Zarah? And doesn't get angry at the Avodah Zarah itself? So I'm a lawyer. I'm going to answer like this. I'll tell you why he gets angry at the Oivdeha, not at the Avodah Zarah itself. The Lamas is like this. There was a Melech Bas Adam that had a son. And that son had a kelev, had a dog for a pet. He called the pet, his father's name was Peter, he called the kelev a Peter. And we used to swear, I am swearing in the name of Peter, of this dog. And when the Melech hears about this chutzpah neira, he's calling the dog the name of the Melech. Who does he get angry at? Alabenu kais or Alakelev kais? Who does he get angry at? The son of the Kelev. Avayimah, obviously, Alabenu kais. So, but and here also, the Avizar is like a Kelev. I don't get angry at the Kelev. The Kelev doesn't know what he's doing. The Kelev is Avizar, the shtick getchka. We get angry at the Amaloi. So the philosopher said, Kelev at the Kerev, you're calling the Avizar a Kelev? Aloi yesh ba mamish. The Avodah is not a kelev; it's a real thing. Amalei Mari. So Ramiel said, "Like, what do you see?" Amalei Pamachas Dafod Dleika Birenu. There was one time a big fire in the city. The whole entire city burnt down. Every single house. That house of Avodah Le Nisraf. So it looks like it's something real. This philosopher is told Ramiel. Amalei Emshel Amashol Ma'adav Dema. Lamel Bas Avdam Shishar Kolam Medina. When the Medina rebelled against him, does he take an army to the Beis HaKfaros, to the cemetery, or he fights with the Chaim? He takes the army against the people alive and takes away their money. And here, so of course, this fires all the houses. The Beis HaKfaros doesn't need that. That's the Beis HaKfaros, the cemetery. It's worthless. So you're calling it a Kelev? And you're calling it a mesa at the kerel. You're calling it a dead person, a cemetery. Imkain, you're very well. So let Hashem get rid of the Vezar. It's nothing. It's a nuisance. Amalai ilu davashin elmas harach loyavdim. If they worship something, the world does not need harayim avatli. Wouldn't avatli. Haray, the problem is harayim oivdim lechama v'lavano lekechavim lamazolos lafikim, which afikim are the wellsprings, v'legeos and the valleys. Yoivad elama ipnei shaitim. Should Hashem destroy the world because of the shaitim? The Chayin Waimer and Taka, we have this idea in the first apostle. We had a few brises that say that this Canaan man serve, but Etzim is really a pasuk in Nach. In the pasuk Chayin, the pasuk Enach in Tzifanya, beginning of Tzifanya, says like this: Asoif Osef Kol Malpnei Adom Num Hashem. Am I going to destroy everything on everything in the world? I'll read all the pasuk and I'll go back to the Gemara. Osef Adom Behema. I'm going to destroy the people and the animals. Osef Oif Hashemayim Degei Hayam, the birds and the fish. Vamachshelos and all the machshelos. Esar Hashem. Vechrati as Adom Malpnei Adom Num Hashem. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So let's see the Gemara inside. Osef Osef Kol Ma'apnei Adam Nu Hashem. Osef Adam Heima Osef Oiv Shemayim Degei Yom Achshelos Asur Hashem. V'chivnei Shem Hashem Nichshalim Behem Because Hashem are Mach get Nichshal. They stumble on a Adam Behema or Degei or Oif and Dogim Yevedim Na'ilam. I'm going to get rid of it from this world. V'loyla Adam Heima Oiv them. They also worship people. V'chrati is Adam Avilam. I'm going to destroy all humans. I can't do. So that's all the same tiny. Really, I would get rid of Arizara, but I have to. I want the world, and the world is the world. Nothing more we could do about that. If they want to do Arizara, they're straight them shabelim. They're going to also leak them then. They're going to get an oinish for that. But Lamaiza, Kars Baruch Hu, not to destroy the world for a couple of shaitim.